guys, welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. We all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have qualities that make us unique and different. Even if your talent isn't an obvious one like painting or playing an instrument, it doesn't mean that you are without talent. It's all about realizing what your gifts are that Heavenly Father has given you and finding ways to share them. Today we're going to be talking about how to find your gifts and how to share them with others. So don't go anywhere. I started playing the piano when I was 4, and so most people knew me in church as the girl who played the piano. And for whatever reason, I let that one thing define me, and I thought that maybe that was the only talent that I had. So I didn't really try anything else. I stuck to piano because I felt like it was a very obvious form of a talent. And it was. I mean, I was able to serve in my church as the piano player, and I was able to play the piano as a missionary in church congregations where many didn't have piano players. And so I recognized that that was a blessing that I'd been given, and I felt that I had shared that to my full potential or as much as I could. But then I started thinking, there's got to be more to me than just playing the piano. God couldn't have just given me one talent. Because I believe he gives us so many talents. So I started pondering about the other things I like to do, and a lot of them were music related. I loved to sing, I loved dancing, I loved composing music, and I decided to give those things a try. And at first, they were very uncomfortable to do. It was uncomfortable singing in front of a large crowd or when I joined my high school choir. It was scary to have to dance in my high school dance concerts. It was hard trying to come up with words and music for songs that I wanted to mean something. But I figured the best way that I could start was by starting with the things that I enjoyed, even if I wasn't necessarily the best at them. The truth is that God has given us so many talents and abilities, and it wouldn't be fair if we just stuck to one or two that we felt came more naturally. Or sometimes we might feel like we have none, that God hasn't given us any talents. And the problem isn't that we don't have any talents, it's just that we haven't discovered them yet. Elder Mervyn B. Arnold of the Quorum of the 70 said, "I know our Heavenly Father has many gifts and talents that he wishes to bestow upon us, but they are made conditional on our asking for them. Blessings require some work or effort on our part." So how can we figure out what our gifts are, and how can we put in the effort to develop them? Here are a couple steps that I felt worked best for me on my path of self-discovery. The first one was to ask those around you. Sometimes it might be hard to judge yourself or look at everything you're good at. So ask someone else. Ask your friends. Ask your family. Ask those that are close to you and know you best. They'll be able to point out things that maybe you never thought or never even considered. Don't be afraid to ask others what they see in you, and you can start there. I first started out working at a radio station, and mostly I was doing social media stuff on the computer. And it wasn't until my boss told me that he felt that I would do great as an on-air host, and I really started thinking, you know, this might be something that I might be good at. It was something that I'd never even considered. He believed in me and gave me the opportunity to try it out and see if it was something that I enjoyed. And it turned out to be such a huge step towards my career path, and it opened up a lot of doors for me. Sometimes others will see in you things that you don't see in yourself. My second step of advice is to branch out. Try something new, something you never even thought you would ever do. Don't stick with just what you know you're good at. I remember reading a story of a very well-known actor who played basketball and soccer on his high school teams. But after suffering from a leg injury, he decided to sign up for a theater class in high school and auditioned for a lead role, which he ended up getting. And it was in his high school theater class that he decided acting was what he wanted to do and found out that that was one of his talents, a talent that he'd never thought of and was very different and far from sports. I know sometimes it can be more comfortable sticking to what we know or what we feel we're already good at, but we can find our gifts in several different places. It's okay to branch out and try something new and different. As I thought about this topic and what I wanted to talk about, I thought about my mom. She's someone whom I very much admire. She's a woman of many different talents, and one of her talents is sewing. She can make clothes out of anything. She can tailor anything. She can fix any item of clothing, and she's turned that into a career as well. And when I asked her how she discovered that talent, she says she saw it in her mother. My grandma was also a seamstress, and she would make clothes and sell it to the people in the neighborhood, and that's how she was able to make a living. And then one day, my mom decided to try it out, and she loved it. We can find our gifts and talents by looking at others whom we admire and look up to. Think about it. Who are some of your role models? What about them makes you admire them? What qualities might they have that you would also like to develop? One of the qualities that I admire most about my mother is what a social butterfly she is. She is kind and friendly and funny, and she can make friends with everyone, and everyone loves her. And that was something that I always wanted to have and be able to develop as well. You can look for examples within your own family, your siblings, your parents, your grandparents. Look towards their example, and if there are things that you like about them, emulate them, develop those characteristics. Don't ever feel like you are talentless or without gifts. The scriptures tell us that God gave us all different gifts. Some might be more obvious or come more naturally. Some might take some stepping out of the box and effort. Just because you don't play an instrument or a sport or you don't paint doesn't mean your gifts aren't wonderful. Maybe your gift is forgiveness and not holding a grudge. Maybe your gift is being a peacemaker and you can keep your cool in tough situations. Maybe your gift is public speaking and you're not scared of standing in front of hundreds of people and talk. Every gift is different and every single one of us is different. So keep working on finding your gifts and talents. It has no age limit. It's a lifelong process. Thank you guys for listening today. Stick around, hang out a little, check out our other great podcasts and videos here on MormonChannel.org.